as part of our 40 Hadith challenge in conjunction with Deen Pro. Hadith number 4 from the Deen Pro as well as 40 Hadith challenge guides us to the easiest path towards becoming a beloved and close servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commentary on this hadith is delivered by our station manager, Mulana Haider Ali Dhoratsab, who is a senior alim of South Africa. For more information and to participate in the challenge, visit the Deen Pro and Radio Islam's Instagram pages, and you'll get more details how you can participate and how you can register for this. So visit Radio Islam's Instagram page as well as Deen Pro's Instagram page, and you'll find all the details. But before that, let's listen to hadith number 4.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله قال من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها وإن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه رواه البخاري. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Exalted has said, I will declare war against him who shows hostility to a friend of mine. And the most beloved thing with which my slave comes nearer to me is what I have made obligatory upon him, and my slave keeps on coming closer to me through performing voluntary worship until I love him. When I love him, I become his hearing with which he hears, his seeing with which he sees, his hand with which he strikes, and his leg with which he walks. And if he asks something from me, I give him. And if he asks my protection or refuge, I protect him.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna Allah ta'ala qala man adali waliyan faqad adhantuhu bil harbi wa ma taqarraba ilayya 'abdi bi shay'in ahabba ilayya mimma iftaradtu 'alayhi wa la yazalu 'abdi yataqarrabu ilayya bin nawafili hatta ahbabtuhu fa kuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bihi wa basarahu alladhi yubsiru bihi wa yadahu allati yabtishu biha wa rijlahu allati yamshi biha wa in sa'alani la u'tiyannahu وَلَيْنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَوْعِيذَنَّهُ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. This hadith is mentioned in the Sahih al-Bukhari of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The narrator of this hadith is Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he quotes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoting Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Thus becomes a hadith a Qudsi, meaning that there is much more emphasis in the content matter, the subject matter. Allah tabaraka ta'ala is addressing us that whoever troubles a friend of mine, a friend of Allah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala declares war against such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then further says, no servant of mine can draw closer to me than through those actions which I have made farz and compulsory. In other words, if a person leaves out 5 times salah and doesn't give zakat and doesn't fast, he can never become a friend of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. We have to fulfill each and every farz duty which Allah ta'ala has ordained. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي. And Allah tabaraka ta'ala further says, no servant of mine can draw closer to me than through the nafal actions. And when a person continuously does the sunnat and nafal actions, then I become beloved to that servant. to the extent I become his ears through which he hears. I become his eyes through which he sees. I become his hands through which he touches. I become his feet with which he walks. If he has to ask me for anything, I most certainly grant it to him. I fulfill his needs. If he has to seek protection in me from anything, I most certainly grant him my divine protection. Subhanallah, this is a shortcut in becoming a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of wali of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أُولِيَاهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ. The friends of Allah are the people of taqwa. Allah, إِنَّ أُولِيَاهُ اللَّهُ لَا خُفْنَ عَلِيْهِمْ وَلَا مِيَزَنُونَ. Verily, the friends of Allah, neither will fear overtake them, nor will they grieve. They are the people of iman, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And they were the people of taqwa. And Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on another occasion, asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Nabi of Allah, how can I become the most obedient servant of Allah tabaraka ta'ala? How can I attain taqwa, Allah consciousness, Allah obedience? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Abu Hurairah, O Abu Hurairah, ittaqil maharim, abstain from that which Allah has prohibited, takun abadan nas, you will be the most obedient servant of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a friend of the people of iman. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. Allah tabaraka ta'ala takes them out of darkness and brings them towards light. So, beloved friends, this hadith gives us the shortcut of becoming a friend of Allah tabaraka ta'ala by abstaining from sins, living a life of obedience, fulfilling all the farz, wajib, sunnat, nafl, duties which Almighty Allah tabaraka ta'ala has ordained, fulfilling the rights of the creation, the rights of fellow human beings, the rights of animals, the rights of society. أَوَّلُ صَلَاحِ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ الْيَقِينُ وَالزُّهْدُ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the first and foremost methodology of reformation of this ummah is to have the correct yaqeen in the akhirat, in Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and to abstain from those things which incurs the wrath of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Therefore, we have to continuously make tawbah, istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness. We all know of the great difficulty that has befallen us. The only solution is for us to all sincerely repent and turn to Allah, make tawbah, make istighfar, reflect over the past. And there are three conditions attached to tawbah: أَيَّقْلَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, to disassociate from sins, وَأَيَّنْدِمَ عَلَيْهَا, to have sincere regret and remorse in our hearts that, Ya Allah, I've done this evil deed for so many years, Ya Allah, you forgive me. And وَأَيَّعْزَمَ عَزْمًا جَازِمًا أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا, to make a firm commitment that, Ya Allah, I'm not going to return towards that evil lifestyle again. I'm going to disassociate from that evil lifestyle. I'm going to discard that evil lifestyle. الْأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ زَجْرِ الْمُصَبِّهِينَ. The crying of the sinner is more beloved to Allah than the person who makes tasbih. Tasbih has got great, great sawab. There's no doubt about it. But the crying of the sinner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it very, very much. Allah removes famine. Allah removes droughts, calamities. Allah removes contagious diseases through the crying of the Ummatul Mu'mineen. May Allah Ta'ala give the Ummat Hidayat and Tawfiq. Daily, we sincerely repent to Allah 100 times with Durood Sharif and Istighfar, and a sincere resolve to change for the better. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Waffaqana Allah wa iyyakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Mulana Haider Ali Dorat, our station manager, as well as one of the senior alims who was giving translation, explanation, and detail explanation lessons that we can take from Hadith number 4, a part of our Deen Pro and Radio Islam's 40 Hadith Challenge. And today was Hadith number 4.